Alice presents
Hello and welcome to our podcast mini-series, What's Next? For Digital Identity and Security. Today we are going to be talking about an eco-friendly banking card effort from Talos. This global program is aimed at drastically reducing the amount of harmful plastics used in standard payment cards from polluting the world's oceans. Last year, Talos produced about 25 million eco-friendly payment cards using a byproduct of field corn and recycled plastics. Joining us today is Paul Kobos.
Hi, this is Paul Kobos. I'm the head of Talos's North American Banking Solutions business, and I kind of share everyone's common concerns about the environment, and I'm excited to kind of talk about some of the products we have that we think will help with some of those challenges that everybody's facing right now.
Welcome to the podcast, Paul.
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm really glad to be here.
Before we begin, can you tell us a little about your background?
Sure. I've been with Talos in the banking field for about 7 years. Prior to that, actually, I worked in a different part of Talos in their telecom and Internet of Things field that they acquired from the open market. And prior to that, though, actually, maybe interestingly, I started my career in Texas in oil and gas as an engineer. So I kind of had a lot of experience to the energy and petrochemical fields early on in my career and saw kind of the benefits. And, you know, it's a big industry and it's an important industry, you know, about energy and the products I get from oil and gas. But I kind of realized and saw early on that there's also a lot of environmental damage from those types of businesses. So it's an interesting journey for me starting in a field that now people are going to try and move away from.
Yeah, that's interesting. So, Paul, can you briefly describe the different products Talos is developing and give us an idea of the scale of the effort? Just how big is the EcoCard footprint?
Sure. We have several different products. We have one that's from recycled plastic, and it's pre-consumer plastic, so it's before it's ever gone to an end consumer. You know, typically when they have manufacturing, there's a lot of waste and spoilage, and rather than throw that away, they reuse that. So that's one. There's another one that's actually post-consumer recycled plastic, which is much more of a challenge to use because you got to recover it from the environment. And we have a product that's specifically around plastic that's been taken from the oceans. So if you think of the iconic American Express green card, it's actually green on the inside and green on the outside because it uses specific plastic that's been recovered from the oceans, which is now powered by Talos, we like to say. We have our original one, which is the one that's made from field corn. Field corn we're not taking food from your table. We're taking corn that's typically used for ethanol production, which is a sustainable fuel, other things like that, to make another product. So yeah, we have a broad product line because we realize it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. And it's interesting because we've actually done a lot of consumer research and studies where consumers told us, they said, hey, this isn't a problem. You know, it's not a one-time use product. I use it for 5 years, those types of things. And a lot of people don't realize just the scope of, you know, how many banking cards there are or they're used. Like in the U.S., if there's 330 million people. Every single year, about 700 million banking cards are issued. So that's more than two for every man, woman, and child. And obviously, children don't typically use banking cards. That means probably at least three, maybe four on average for every adult per year. And globally, there's about 3.5 billion cards. So just the scale is huge. And I guess to put into some context on that many banking cards, and you think, oh, look, it's small, it's thin. You know, that's about 80 Boeing 747s or more than twice the weight of the Eiffel Tower. So I think people start to realize the scale. They immediately say, oh, yeah, I see that does have an impact in the environment.
Yeah, that is quite an impact. Do you have an idea or can you kind of describe how big this problem is? How much plastic is out there and how does it impact all of us?
Sure. Just first, if you look at raw numbers and you think, you know, plastic's been around for 60 years and there's been 8 billion tons of it, I mean, it's hard to even fathom like that large of a number and where it comes from, right? But also to realize that almost most of it has never been recycled. And everybody's seen the pictures of plastic in the oceans and, you know, fouling wildlife. At least 10 million tons of plastic end up in our oceans every year. To kind of put some context on that, imagine those giant cargo ships you see off the coast, as they're moving around goods and things. Imagine just if 100 full of those sank everywhere with plastic. That's the amount every year that winds up in the ocean, just floating around. And because of that, and because then it enters the water stream and enters the food stream, there's studies that show we're basically swallowing the credit card's weight of plastic every week. So everybody kind of knows the problem, but it's harder to say, well, how much impact do we have by making a banking card out of, say, plastic from the ocean? From what the data we have, one green card made from the recycled plastic from the ocean is actually equivalent to one water bottle. And while the move to sustainability is new and rather recent, we've already shipped over 5 million ocean plastic cards. So just from that one product and a recent introduction, we can say, hey, we've taken the equivalent of 5 million plastic bottles out of the ocean, right? So it's significant. And we're just kind of at the start of these things. A lot of banks are just moving, and a lot of industries are just moving. So it's just the start.
Well, it sounds like a good start in the right direction. Can you describe for us the scope of this effort? It is a global effort. So where does this program fit into the North American market? Who is asking for this product, and what is the demand like?
Sure. For North America, if you look specifically at the U.S., we started with, say, American Express and a program that we co-developed with them 3 to 4 years ago for that specific product. But now, just like Talos has commitments both globally and at the regional level to basically get to net zero, and they've committed milestones along the way, almost every company has made that commitment, including the banks. And so they're all starting to take action. And one big client of Talos is Bank of America. And they announced in 2022, and they said by 2023, every single one of their credit cards would be from recycled plastic, which is a pretty bold statement knowing how long it takes to change and how long to move. We're their lead supplier in helping them do that. And, you know, the big banks use, anywhere between 30 million and 70 million cards per year. So it's starting to have big impact.
Well, that is great. That's so cool. So how do you get these cards? Is it a special request, or are these cards just going to start being made of these materials?
Yeah. Definitely any of the American Express green cards are from the ocean's plastics. They start to issue other of their portfolios, their partner cards and other things like that, or different tiers in other plastics. And yes, there are other banks that have announced public efforts. So I think within a period of time, it's just going to become standard, and you won't have a choice, but that's kind of good, because it means at least, people are taking steps to actively do it. It's not a one-off, or, hey, I'm going to feel good, or I'm going to feel green because I specifically asked for this. I think it's becoming kind of just the standard, and we're glad it is. We've been working for 10 years to try and become sustainable and have a full portfolio of things, and it's not over yet, but it's great to see that it's really finally taking off and people are taking it seriously.
Yeah, that's great. That is great. So what are the next steps of the effort? Is there a goal? I mean, obviously the end game is to become carbon neutral, but can you elaborate on that some?
Yeah. No, definitely, because if you think about it, the plastics are a physical product and it's easily visible. I mean, we started 10 years ago with one product. Now it's been a decade later and we have three, and that's kind of just the start. I'm sure there'll be new changes in technology, not just in materials, but also how you handle the recycling, how we make sure it does, get back into something that is sustainable. And then, we're looking also on top of that, say that's just a small part of our commitment to be net zero as a company. We're looking at our manufacturing facilities, getting wind or solar for all of them to make that net zero. And then we're also looking at the future of digital, because people think, oh, digital, it doesn't have the impact of a physical card or a physical product, but it does. There's energy to use that too. Now it's less, and you can also manage where the energy comes from, to make that sustainable. But we also have new products coming out to say, hey, do you really need that credit card? Are you really just using it online that you don't need a physical one? Let us just send you a digital one, because it takes the whole physical product out of the equation. Yeah, it's the beginning of the journey, but there's a lot of exciting, interesting things coming. And I'm glad the whole industry is moving that way, and our customers are moving that way. And everybody's finally waking up and saying, hey, this is a problem we need to address.
Thank you so much, Paul, for joining the podcast and talking about Talus's eco-friendly banking cards and how they are helping the planet.
Sure. It's actually been good to be here, and it's great to hear the, my other business leaders talk about things, too, where they, in our ID space, they issue physical IDs, and they're going down the path to do digital IDs because it'll make things easier and more secure, but at the end, it'll make those businesses sustainable, too. So, yeah, it's an exciting time if you care about the environment, and everybody is starting to care a lot more, so it's exciting. It's a different kind of technology change than we've seen in the past, but it's an interesting challenge, and we have to do it.
And to our listeners, please stay tuned for the next episode of our What's Next podcast, brought to you by Talus.